Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Altman reaches second base with a double. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Banks moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli bunts towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Phillies. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausche is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausche hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. It's 4-3, Phillies. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 1 in the game. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 0 for 0 in the game. Ciccarelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kopp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cardwell moves to second. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson bunts in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardwell scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 5-3, Phillies. Dave Hillman now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. Bauschi moves to third. It's 6-3, Phillies. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson is walked intentionally. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Phillies. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Noren moves to second. It's Cubs, 6, Phillies, 6. Turk Farrell now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Anderson moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Don Eddie pinch runs for Jim Marshall. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kopp hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. the Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Freeze. Thompson moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freeze strikes out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kopp takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Lynette now catching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Averill. Anderson moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor is walked intentionally. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elston hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kopp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Joe Lynette. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Hannebrink reaches third base with a triple. Kopp goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 7, Phillies, 7. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Bill Henry now pitching. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Carl Sawatzky. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out.